We're talking with our tech man, Trent Geddes, this morning. Good morning, Trent.
Morning, Anthony.
Now, a couple of things happening. First of all, iPod, I can't believe this, is celebrating its 13th birthday.
Yeah, around this time in 2001 was the date that the former late CEO, Steve Jobs, unveiled the device to a crowd back in California. The hard drive-based at the time digital music player, which became the iPod quite some time ago, and quite a few variations over its history as well. There's been five models, and each of those have had five updates, and it took 5 years for each of those models to evolve over time. We are farewelling the original hard drive-based iPod as well. Sales have gone down on the iPod, so they phased that one out in the last conference. So you can get the Shuffle, Nano and Touch in the iPod range these days.
Is that kind of because we can put stuff on our phones now, so you kind of don't need the two?
That would be one of the reason on the decline in sales. You know, a lot of people who are using the iPhone can actually have the iPod function in the phone itself. You'll find Android's got similar systems. And also, some people have gone over to streaming music instead of having a music collection themselves these days. Because, you know, you can get applications like Spotify and Deezer, which, you know, you just punch a song in and up it comes and play to your heart's content. So
now, there's nothing like having a little bit of control for your financials at your fingertips, Trent. And you can tell us a little bit about the CommBank app.
Especially these days when a lot of us have got smartphones. The ACMA statistics say that the country had over 11 million smartphones last year. So what Commonwealth Bank has done is updated their application. They're putting some new features. They previously had an application which you could use to find internet banking transactions. You could locate an ATM and use the account on the phone to be able to get money from the ATM using the app. And they also did tap and go for some compatible devices. But what they've put in now is the humble old card. You might find on occasions you might misplace your wallet or something for a little while and you think, oh no, I can't actually do any transactions, and you know, someone might get my card in the meantime. What you can do for the application is put a temporary hold on your card so that transactions can't be done while you're looking for it. And if you can't find the card in the end, you can actually reorder the card through the application. And if you do find the card, well, you can just turn that block off again and you're all good.
Now, I've done a lot of travelling, Trent, and I've lost my suitcase on numbers of occasions. This new suitcase for travelling is awesome.
Being a tech head, I love the sound of it, and especially since I don't travel that often, I fear the idea of just zipping up a suitcase and hoping that, you know, things go all right along the journey. But I could get one of these Blue Smart luggage cases. Very functional, but it's got some tech in it in the way of proximity sensors and GPS tracking. So what you can do is download an application for your phone, and you can have full control on being able to see where it is. It's got Bluetooth functionality, so in the case of it coming down the belts, you can locate it without looking for that extra special bag. Before you even leave the house, the handle at the top is actually a scale. So you can essentially just...
Don't you love it?
yeah. You can just pick up the bag, open the application, and lift it up off the ground, and you'll have your weight of your bag. So you don't have to go stuffing about looking for a scale and fiddling about to, you know, get your weight sorted. You can do it in one easy swift.
Now, what are one of those costs, Trent?
It's about $300 plus freight from the US because it's on one of those crowdfunding websites. So if you haven't heard of crowdfunding before, it's essentially allowing people to, you know, produce these goods a lot quicker than you would through the normal channels. And it just uses people who are very keen and interested in the ideas to put some money up front, whether it be just a few dollars towards the project or to buy an item itself. And the way it works is if they don't get the backers or the project doesn't go ahead as it's meant to, you get your money back. But if the project does go ahead and everything goes through, you'll have one of those lovely devices. So in the case of this bag, $300 plus freight from the US, and you'll have it in July next year.
Now, have you got a website where we can get some more information or check this out all again, Trent?
You can check some of this stuff out at my website, trent.net.au, or in the case of the bag, you can Google BlueSmart and find it.
Great. Thanks very much, Trent. We'll talk again next week. 1098 Radio West.